I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. First up, two terror groups deepen their alliance, threatening the safety in the Gulf of Aden. Learn where it leaves believers in just a moment. Then later, shared learning fuels today's mission leaders. The details at the end of today's program. In our first story, the United Nations last year described the ties between Somalia's al-Shabaab and Yemen's Houthi rebels as transactional or opportunistic. But now, those connections are actually deepening and becoming more dangerous. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada explains.
The Houthis and al-Shabaab are now sharing weaponry. They're becoming more aligned in a sense.
The Houthis are giving al-Shabaab access to more advanced weaponry systems. And in return, al-Shabaab shares its coastal intelligence network and years of expertise in piracy.
These groups have these weapons. They share intelligence. And that makes it very scary for persecuted Christians in those nations, as these radicalized groups take more and more control of their countries.
As radical control grows in Yemen and Somalia, believers continue to quietly share the hope of Christ.
Instability causes people a lot of fear, but it also opens them up to the gospel because of the fear, the unhappiness with these regimes that are leading these countries, and they just see no hope. That's when many are turning to the Lord.
Pray that the gospel will penetrate the hearts of many hopeless people.
Let's continue to pray for God's work to continue to be done in places like Somalia and Yemen. Yeah, they have heavy Muslim populations, but there is an emerging church.
Next. On the night of July 4th, Kyiv endured one of the most terrifying nights of the war. More than 500 Shahed drones, each over 11 feet long, filled the sky. The previous month, Russia launched over 5,000 of them to wear civilians down and to surrender. Eric Mock from Slava Gospel Association says,
the one thing you do not know is where that missile's going to hit, where the intercepted wreckage is going to hit. And there's a sense in which you face your own mortality.
Russian drones target hospitals, shopping centers, apartment buildings, and schools. Eric Mock met a pastor and his family who spent the night in a metro station turned bomb shelter.
They dragged their pillows. The kids brought stuffed animals, and that was where they slept. He arrived a little disheveled and challenged, but ready to preach to the people.
The unpredictability of the attacks deeply damages people's mental state as they face intense anxiety and stress. And this is where the church steps in to help people find hope and meaning in their suffering.
These churches now that we serve are an oasis in the storm, that people who can't sleep at night, people who seem bereft of hope, are finding hope in Jesus Christ.
Prayer points and more can be found at our website. And evangelism looks different around the world, but Ted Esler, president of Missio Nexus, says it all comes down to this.
It's sharing the love of Jesus, sharing the person of Jesus with other people.
In our diverse fallen world, believers have to work hard to work together for the Great Commission. That's why, this September, the Echo Mission Leaders Conference from Missio Nexus is creating a chance to learn about global evangelism together.
Most of our effort is really aimed around helping the church and the mission agencies from the U.S. and Canada, move out and do what they're doing in collaboration.
Christian leaders who want to break out of silos have a lot to look forward to.
Our superpower is really shared learning. And so that's what we focus on more than anything else.
Find your place in the story.
If you're involved, directly involved with Great Commission work, whether that's in a church context or you're working in a ministry that's doing some sort of global outreach, come meet your peers. Be challenged with some ideas, perhaps some ways of thinking about evangelism that you'd never considered before.
Registration details and an event calendar can be found in the full story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.